a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have sunshine, 68 degrees. KSL's top story. Breaking news. Brian Laundry is dead. The FBI confirms the body found in the Florida Nature Reserve yesterday was Brian Laundry. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt joins us live from the 24-hour newsroom with the very latest. Nick.
Jeff, federal investigators say dental records are what led to the positive identification of the remains found in the park near the Carlton Memorial Reserve in Sarasota County, Florida. Laundry's remains were found yesterday in an area which local police say had been underwater during their search over the last month or so. They also confirmed the decomposed body was found near personal items believed to be Laundry's. He, of course, was named as a person of interest in the strangulation of his fiancée, Gabby Petito. He had also been missing since September after Petito was reported missing. It's unclear right now how Laundry died or when. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Now that Brian Laundry is dead, what's next? Joining me live now, KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce. Becky, what happens from here?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions there. First of all, a lot of people have been asking what happens to his parents in particular. Could they be charged with a crime? And the short answer to that is it depends, right? We need to know more about what they knew and when they knew it, if they knew anything at all, before we can make a judgment call about something like that. So what did Brian tell them? Did he tell them anything? Those are questions we don't know the answers to. One thing we do know is that at some point there was a search of that house. So a warrant was served. And so what could be very instructive to us is to get a look at that warrant to see what investigators were looking for. Were they looking for communications between the parents and their son or anything that might pinpoint that they knew something? If so, then potentially we could be talking about an investigation into obstruction of justice. But that's all speculation at this point. Again, we still don't know what they knew.
Brian remains the only person of interest in Gabby Petito's murder. So what does this mean for that case? Does it simply close at this point?
Unfortunately, it's not that simple. So you can't charge somebody who's dead with a crime. The reason for that being that we give people who are charged with crimes in this country certain rights. They have the right to remain silent. They have the right to an attorney. And when it comes to a trial, they have a right to defend themselves. Well, somebody who's dead can't do that. So instead, what's likely to happen is there's going to be some kind of continuing investigation, not with the intent of charges, but to either rule out or rule in Brian's culpability. Is he, in fact, guilty of the murder of Gabby Petito? And if so, can we say so conclusively? Can we rule out any other possible actors in that so that we can say once and for all, yes, he did it, so the family gets some closure?
Becky, Nick Wyatt just reported that dental records on file matched the remains that were found in the Florida Reserve. Will we ever find out how Brian Laundry died?
Potentially. It depends on how much, and now we're getting into gross territory, Jeff, but how much remains they have to work with. What you may or may not know about the reserve is that it's a very humid area and kind of swampy. And at one point in time, the specific spot was underwater. So animals may have dispersed some of the remains. We don't really know what condition they were in when investigators found them or how much they have to work with. So it really depends on what we're looking at. Certainly, that would be very useful information to know. Did he take his own life? Did he come under attack? We don't know the answers to that, and it has everything to do with what investigators have to work with.
Thanks a lot, Becky. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce. Once again, we found out about 20 minutes ago, dental records matched the remains found in the Florida Reserve yesterday, confirming that Brian Laundry is dead. KSL News Time 404. One of President Trump's longtime allies has been found in contempt of Congress. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the House of Representatives voting 229-202 to hold Steve Bannon in contempt for defying a subpoena from the committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin explains why the committee felt the action was necessary.
What happened with Steve Bannon is he just blew us off. He didn't show up, and he has no intention of turning over any of the evidence that we're looking for. That's unacceptable under the rule of law.
Republican Matt Gaetz is slamming Democrats on the House floor for targeting a private citizen.
Why are we here on the floor of the House of Representatives listening to the Democrats and socialists and their Republican puppets reviewing Steve Bannon's podcast?
The House vote sends the case to federal prosecutors who will decide whether to present the contempt case to a grand jury for possible criminal charges. Attorneys for the state of Texas are urging the Supreme Court to leave in place its law banning most abortions and told the justices there's no reason to rush into the case. The state filed its response today to the Biden administration's call on the high court to block the law and rule on its constitutionality. It is the most restrictive abortion law in the nation. And a celebration today in Washington, D.C., marking 10 years since the dedication of the Martin Luther King Memorial, President Biden and Vice President Harris among the speakers.
We should not have to keep fighting so hard to secure our fundamental rights, but fight we must, and fight we will.
Harris is the first female and the first Black and Southeast Asian to serve as vice president. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 406.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.